This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Ukraine's president is warning Western allies that holding up military aid is having a major effect on the battlefield. As NPR's Jeronika Kisis reports, Russia secured its first battlefield win in months this weekend after Ukrainian troops who were low on ammunition withdrew from a strategic eastern town.
President Biden referred to the fall of the town of Avdiivka in a call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Biden said Ukrainian soldiers had to, quote, ration ammunition as a result of congressional inaction. Earlier at the Munich Security Conference, Zelensky said a delay in aid only helps Russian President Vladimir Putin, who ordered the full-scale invasion of Ukraine nearly 2 years ago.
Do not ask Ukraine when the war will end. Ask yourself, why is Putin still able to continue it?
The Russian occupation of Avdiivka comes a month before presidential elections in Russia. Joanna Kakesis, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
The Gaza Health Ministry says 83 people have died in Israeli bombardments in the past 24 hours, and that raises the death toll there to 28,858 people. Democratic Senator Chris Coons is at the Munich Security Conference in Germany this weekend, where Gaza is a major topic of discussion. He says the U.S. continues to push for more humanitarian aid.
Part of the conversations we've had here are about the importance of delivering humanitarian aid by every means possible into Gaza, and encouraging or pressuring Israel to conduct the remaining campaign against Hamas in a way that avoids and reduces civilian casualties.
Truce talks, that were underway in Cairo, meanwhile, remain stalled after the latest round of discussions ended on Tuesday. More than 3 months after the United Auto Workers Union declared victory in its standoff with the big three automakers, Ford CEO Jim Farley says the strike proved to be an extremely difficult moment for the company. NPR's Andrea Hsu has more.
Speaking at the Wolf Research Global Auto Conference, Farley said Ford used to pride itself on not having had a strike since the 70s. Among the big three, Ford employs the most union auto workers and makes all of its trucks with those workers in the U.S. But last fall's strike, he said, was a watershed moment.
Our reliance on the UAW turned out to be we were the first truck plant they shut down. That was a moment for us. Clearly, our relationship has changed.
Farley added that Ford now has to think carefully about its footprint. Those comments didn't stop the UAW from issuing a new strike notice. The union says 9,000 workers at Ford's Kentucky truck plant will walk out on Friday if disputes over the local contract are not resolved. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Two Army Reserve soldiers who were killed in a Middle East drone attack 3 weeks ago were buried this weekend in their home state of Georgia. Sergeant Kennedy Sanders and Sergeant Breonna Moffett were close friends. They died along with a third soldier in a January 28th drone strike while they were deployed to Jordan. College basketball coaching legend Lefty Drysdale died Saturday at the age of 92. Greg Eklund has this remembrance.
Lefty Drysdale took four different schools to the NCAA tournament, but he's best remembered for his Maryland coaching career when he led the Terrapins from 1969 to 1986. When Drysdale was part of the 2007 College Basketball Hall of Fame class in Kansas City, he called himself a basketball fanatic, even when he was away from the basketball court.
I got a boat and I fish, but I never catch any fish. But I'm thinking basketball when I'm out there.
Drysdale was forced to resign from Maryland after the death of former Terrapin All-American Len Bias because of a cocaine overdose, though Drysdale was never connected with Bias's passing. Drysdale finished with 786 career victories. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
Patrick Cantlay continues to hold on to the lead at the Genesis Invitational Golf Tournament. It's underway in Los Angeles this weekend. He shot a 70 today. Xander Schauffele and Will Zalatoris are in second place, where they sit at two shots off the lead. The tournament winner will be receiving a $4 million paycheck. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.